Hello and welcome to the DeMartini Show. It's an educational opportunity with the purpose of guiding you to greater life empowerment. The show is hosted by Dr. John DeMartini. He's a human behavior expert, an internationally published author, and a global educator with over 5 decades of research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Dr. DeMartini is on a mission to help you master your mind and live a truly fulfilled life. Each week, he shares insights into human behavior that can help you to have a deeper understanding of yourself and others, while also giving you practical tools that can help you to expand your power, your influence, and your inspiration. If you would love to be less emotionally reactive and more reasonable and purposeful, then in this episode, Dr. DeMartini reveals the secret to living a more inspired, purposeful life, regardless of the many outer distractions. Before we start, just know that if you'd love to have access to the links or show notes from this episode, that you can find them in the episode description. And if you're new here, be sure to follow the DeMartini Show so that you never miss a new episode. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode, Staying Mission-Centered in a World of Distraction.
Hi, I'm Dr. John DeMartini. You have in your brain two layers, you might say. You have the cortical layer, which is above, and the outer layer. And you got the inner core. In the analogy of a walnut, you got the shell and the nut. And the people who live by the inner core, the inner nuclei, if you will, end up nuts. And people live with their outer shell, their executive cortical area, they're more sane, you might say. One is called systems one thinking, and the other one is systems two thinking. Systems one thinking is for emergencies and survival, and it's sort of like the animal passions and affections, the impulses to seek pleasure and the instincts to avoid pain, and you're an automaton reacting to evoked potentials and stimuli on the outside. And then there's the executive function, the medial prefrontal cortex, where you have reason. And you have thrival, not survival. And here you have meaning. You found the mean between the pairs of opposites. The things you seek and avoid, you find that the things you seek have downsides, the things you avoid have upsides. The executive center, the medial prefrontal cortex, governs the amygdala, the nuclei below, and calms it down and takes it back into balance and brings you back into the mean, the meaning, and the reason. It allows you to have thrival and long-term vision, foresight, not hindsight. The nuclei is a hindsight. You react with impulse, and then you, oops, I think about it afterwards. Where the other one, you foresight it and think beforehand and then act accordingly, proactively. So you can actually live by meaning, or you can live by emotion. And we're all going to have some degree of both, but the ratio of that can determine whether we're stable or unstable in life. And whether or not we have our cortex running us or subcortex running us, or our superconscious and our subconscious, sometimes called. The amygdala and the nuclei inside, the nuts part, assigns valency to stimuli and makes you seek and avoid. And so the world outside stimulates you, and you get all these things that intrude your mind and occupy space and time in your mind, the fantasies and nightmares, the pleasures and pains, the philias and phobias, and you basically have all this insomniatic data in the brain, it's noise in the brain, and you can't get a clear signal of the soul, the true you, the authentic you. And so if you don't balance out your perceptions and get back into the meaning in the center, the real you, you're lost as an automaton reacting to all these misperceptions. And you have all these attachments, as the Buddha say, instead of being in the middle path. The middle path is untouched. It's not distracted. You've extinguished out the passions, the nirvana, and reached a point where you're now stable as a being, as they say. So if we give ourselves permission to prioritize our life and not live by lower priority actions that we've injected from other people, but live by what's really deeply, truly meaningful and inspiring and purposeful to us, and if we live by meaning and purpose according to that highest value, we activate that executive center, that cortical area, the area of the brain that has governance, and we end up having self-mastery, self-actualization, self-governance. We're now executives instead of just automatons. You know, in a company, you'll see it, and in the structure of the company, you may have the workers down at the bottom, and you may have the supervisors and managers, and you know, the maybe some of the executives, and finally the leader, who's the real executive, the visionary. And there's gradations, and it requires greater degrees of foresight, greater degrees of planning, greater degrees of prioritization, greater degrees of delegation to rise up. So if you want a meaningful and powerful life, it's wise to prioritize your life and fill your day with high-priority actions. Now, what distracts that? Anything that you infatuate with or resent, anything that you look up to or down on, anything that you judge around you can be a distraction. And if you want to have a meaningful life, you can't let the distractions fool you. You know, you see a very attractive person and you think, oh my God, this one's got more positives than negatives. No, they don't. They got a different set of positives and negatives. Every relationship you've been in, you find it has benefits and drawbacks, positives and negatives. And over time, you eventually see that. There's no, oh, I get a now all positive and no negative. And the same thing in the past. The relationship you've had also taught you something. And they were upsides to things you thought were downsides. Instead of sitting there and having the wisdom of the ages with the aging process and eventually discover that, why not just be aware now and see that it's two sides to life? They're simultaneous. Wilhelm Wundt, the father of experimental psychology, tried to guide people to see that. He said simultaneous contrast is a stable point. Sequential contrast, where you're having a lag period between seeing the positives with the negatives or the negatives and the positive, seeing the if you come from a Taoist perspective and see both sides simultaneously, you're more stable. You found the way, the path. But if not, you're wobbling all over the place. I like to imagine you have a top, and if you it's half black and half white, half positive, half negative, half good, half bad, whatever you want to give the polarities to. And if you spin it really rapidly at infinite speed, it turns gray, and it stands steady, and you don't even see it moving. It's not wobbling and uncertain. But if it slows down, it starts to wobble and precess and slows down further and slows, and eventually it pulls over and falls over to one side or the other. Well, if you want to vibrate on a higher level and see both sides simultaneously and extract out space and time from the mind and be present with both sides, you'll master your game and you'll end up having more of a empowered life. Because anytime you judge and infatuate or resent somebody, you're disowning parts. You're not seeing the other side that you're ignoring. If you think it's a terrible event, you're not seeing the upsides. If you're seeing it's a terrific event, you're not seeing the downsides. And the same for people. So judgment slows down the top, makes it wobble, makes it fall over into black and white and absolutes. You've seen people that are extreme radical, extreme fundamental absolutist, how unstable they are and how much conflict they have and how many times they are distracted by trivia. But the people that are able to see both sides simultaneously and have meaning, the mean, and be able to live by purpose and priority, the highest priority in their values, and activate the executive center and bring back reason and self-actualizing pathway, they're the Taoists that see both sides. They're untouched. They're not distracted. They're present. And the present's where it's at. You don't age in the present. You only age in when you add past and future to things.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track, and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life-transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now, let's continue with this episode.
Like I say, when you extract out space and time from the mind and become the soul, you become immortal. If you add space and time to the soul and become the mind judging, you become mortal. You decide where you want to play. Do you want to leave no legacy and be living by impulse and instinct and immediate gratification, be like an addict and a subject? Or do you want to be somebody who leaves a mark in the world, a legacy in the world, who sees both sides and is extracted out and living in the present moment? I think this is what St. Augustine and many great philosophers have tried to emphasize through the ages. So give yourself permission to be purposeful. Give yourself permission to live with a meaningful, a mission, something that's really priority, that's according to what your values are. On my website, go to the drdmartini.com and go do the value determination process and look at what, it's going to take 30 minutes, it's 13 questions, answer them honestly, and it's going to give you a great insight about what's really important to you. Your life demonstrates what you really value, and sticking to what's really, really, really highest on your value is what stabilizes you, allows you to see both sides. But if you don't, and you try to live in other people's things and live with all the shoulds and ought tos and got tos and have tos and musts and need tos, and you try to live by all the imperatives of all the moral hypocrisies around you and the projections of other people around you, you're going to be scattered and have a chronic fatigue syndrome instead of actually being focused and present and inspired and empowered. So allow yourself to live by meaning. Allow yourself to live with a mission. Allow yourself to prioritize your life. Go online, do the value determination process, or come to the breakthrough experience, where I show people how to master that game. Because I've been doing that program for 37 years, and thousands and thousands of people have come in there and woken up to that realization and given them tools on how to do that. It's not really that complex. In fact, it's almost amazing that people try to sell you the idea it's complex to keep you dependent on them. But the real truth is very simple. It's like investing. People think that it's complex. The brokers in New York want to make you think it's complex, and so they scare you. So you give them their money, so they take your money. Well, the same thing. There's no reason why you can't master your life. It's not that complex. There's a mastery of that. I always say the quality of your life is based on the quality of the questions you ask. And if you ask quality questions that help you extract out the meaning, the purpose, the mission, the vision, the thing that's truly priority to your life, and stick to that, wow, life becomes pretty amazing, and you got more vitality in life, and you got more clarity in life. So just want to take a few moments for that and to share with you, and just know that you have a mission innately inside you based on your own unique set of values, based on the voids of your own experiences driving you to find meaning and fulfillment in your life. And you have access to that, and you don't have to be distracted by things on the outside, all the impulses and instincts and infatuation, resentments and pleasures and pains and goods and evils and all the dualities around you that distract you. You can become present and purposeful and prioritized and empowered and patient instead of immediately gratifying, and live a very purposeful, meaningful existence. So just want to take a few moments to share with you that little message. And I hope to see you in the breakthrough experience.
Well, that was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. And if you'd love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then follow the DeMartini Show now so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to the website drdemartini.com. You'll find loads of valuable information on the blog and free training that you'll be able to access under the Learn tab, which is on the homepage of the website. If you'd love to speak to a member of the DeMartini team, then use the online chat function on the website. We'd love to get to know you and to understand what you'd love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. Just a reminder, if you're ready to take action and transform your life today, if you're ready to do the work, then join Dr. John DeMartini at his weekend seminar, The Breakthrough Experience. To find out more about the program, go to demartini.fm/seminar. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused on your goals and dreams and stay inspired.